Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank is the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Indians and New York Yankees wrap up this weekend series in the final game before the All-Star break. And, Terry, it's been a heck of a first half, and I know you're not big on reflecting on seasons until they're over, but, gosh, has it been even better than maybe you anticipated?
You know, Hammy, I don't know if we ever stopped to really think about that, nor do I think we're probably supposed to. You know, we'll play today's game, and then this will be good for everybody, you know, to be able to kind of pull the plug for a couple of days and take a deep breath. And then, you know, maybe you kind of assess where you think you are and things like that because you have time. But I'm not sure when you're trying to compete that you really want to assess where you are, because sometimes if you're coming up short somewhere, you still want to find a way to win. That's why we talk so much about just winning that day, because you can do that. And even like if something's not stretching all the way, you know, if your starting pitcher gets you deep enough or somebody hits a home run, you can still win. So I just don't know that it's the right time. You know, you're competing, and all you care about is winning that day. Because we talk about all the time, if you do that good enough or enough times, things work out.
Have you looked at the first half at all, even though you haven't reflected a lot? And were there times where you thought maybe this club is really starting to gel? Because it always takes a club, no matter if you bring everybody back, doesn't it always take in a new year some time for its personality to evolve?
I always feel that way. Every team has its own unique personality. And if they try to be something they're not, it doesn't work. And that only comes through playing together and going through experiences together, some good, some tough, some challenges. That's the way it goes. You know, we had the one stretch where everything went right. And that really propelled us. And good for us. I don't think we need to apologize for that. But that was when every single thing was going right. That doesn't happen very often. And I think we've seen pretty much most of the year, when we play right, we give ourselves a pretty good chance to win. And if we make mistakes, we give ourselves a chance to lose.
And you've done all of this, in essence, without Michael Brantley, your best all-around player. Things are starting to look up, though, for Michael, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They really are. He's going to go out tomorrow. He's going to play 5 innings in Lake County. He'll take Tuesday off. He'll go Mahoning Valley. Wednesday, he'll go to Lake County. Then on the weekend, he'll transition to Akron. And sometime over the weekend, that's probably where he'll start playing back-to-back games. But, yeah, he's doing really well. So the progression starts of him in games, and you betcha that's exciting for us.
Terry, I know it's hard to put a timetable on it, but is this a case with Michael? He's got to be able to play 3-4 days in a row before you can really bring him up here to help you?
I think in fairness to him, one, we need to let him get the aches and pains, and you know, it's almost like spring training for him. Now, I will say this, he has worked his tail off, so I think some of the normal stuff won't be there, but we got to give him some repetition. Even on a healthy guy, you know, they need some repetition and be able to bounce back. So, you know, when you can maintain your bat speed and your arm and just everything. But I think he would like the opportunity to come back and be able to play multiple games in a row. Just, and I'm sure because he's been through this before, just to make sure he can bounce back okay.
The one thing about him, it's tough for any player to miss as much time as this he has, or I think of Kip a couple of years ago, Gomer last year, and try to catch up to major league pitching when they're in mid-season form. But yet with him and his swing, Terry, if anybody can do it, can he be the guy?
You know, his approach is so simple, and I don't mean that in a way that – I mean, it's just there's not a lot of moving parts. I mean, if you're going to teach a young kid, you point to Brantley. And it doesn't mean it's going to be easy for him because you're right. He has missed probably 300 at-bats. But pitchers still have to respect him. He puts the ball in play. And I guarantee you, you give him some at-bats, he'll be in rhythm pretty quick.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona, that's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. Indians, Yankees, next on the Indians Radio Network.